Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Drury. Hey, good to have you here. Among the illegal chickens, the unvaccinated ones. Yes, we've got it all here. Three big things for you to know right now. Number one, Michigan is going to have to curb smog rules because of smog in Michigan. Okay. Number two, an appointee of Governor Whitmer and a donor could get $20 million business grant with a disputed sponsor. We'll get that. And number three, how about something nice? How about those Michigan State Spartans? Huh? How about it? Nice work for Tom Izzo, the legendary coach. Man, nobody can coach in March quite like Tom. Seventh seed overcomes the number two seed Marquette. Plowed through them with some... Michigan State was 2 of 16 from three-point land. 2 of 16 from beyond the arc. You don't normally win. Michigan State's usually one of the best three-point shooting teams. They were the worst. They still won 69-60 over Marquette. They're not going to play Kansas State, the three seed. I have no reason to believe that Michigan State can't keep going. Honestly, I mean, they're carving it up. You know, the one kid, what was his name? Joey Hauser. Yeah, he went to Marquette first and came to Michigan State. Tyson Walker tore it up. So congratulations to Tom Izzo and the Spartans. Right, Sweet 16. More Final Fours than any active coach. Will he get another one this year? He just might. He just might. And we'll let you know how that all plays out, and we'll stay with it. They'll play again for a few days now. All right, so a campaign donor and appointee of Governor Gretchen Whitmer poised to get $20 million in a state grant. Grant, as in you don't have to pay it back. $20 million grant for her Oakland County nonprofit. Faye Baydoun filed paperwork to incorporate Global Link International 10 days after the Michigan legislature appropriated $20 million to her organization on July 1st. And this is from an investigation being conducted by the Detroit News. Baydoun, an Oakland County businesswoman, sits on the executive committee of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, MEDC. She's on the MEDC, which administers the grant and annually doles out tens of millions of dollars in economic development incentives to existing and prospective businesses. In 2019, Whitmer appointed Baydoun to the MEDC board as well as the state's Commission on Middle Eastern American Affairs. Details on how the grant will be used are still lacking in the paperwork. The $20 million among nearly $1 billion of so-called enhancement grants for pet projects sought by lawmakers that were tucked into the state's $76 billion state budget. They got tucked in there just hours before it was passed. The grant's legislative sponsor listed as then House Speaker Jason Wentworth, Republican. Wentworth says, I didn't seek that funding. The Farwell Republican said he met with Baydoun about her plans for Global Link International before budget negotiations started, but he said he decided not to prioritize state funding for the project after that meeting. Not something that I opposed, but it's not something that I made a priority or supported. I did not advocate for this. Both Baydoun and Sharif Hussein, an Okemos businessman and political donor who helped advocate for the grant, maintain Wentworth was the sponsor. He says, no, this is going to be a problem. Baydoun, who is executive director of the American Arab Chamber of Commerce, elected second vice chair of the Michigan Democratic Party in 2021, too, defending the project as an asset to Michigan's economy. With the grant, Baydoun says she plans to convince international business and startups to move to Michigan, but released few other details about the project, such as the number of individuals who might be employed with the grant. Plans still being developed. This is a way for the state of Michigan to be proactive, Baydoun told the news. Our economies have become so global that we need to be more proactive and think ahead. At the time he met with Baydoun about the project, Wentworth said she was only asking for $5 million. Months later, a $20 million four-year grant ended up in an annual state budget for the fiscal year that began October 1. Remarkable, isn't it? Baydoun signed the paperwork to form the nonprofit June 27, 3 days before the passage of the state budget, filed the paperwork with the state on July 11th. The nonprofit registered at Baydoun's home address in Oakland County. How convenient. Whitmer's office, which was in the room for many of the negotiations, also maintained Wentworth sponsored the grant. We continue to land a record number of jobs as we win major projects and bring supply chains home. Then Representative Thomas Albert, a Lowell Republican who chaired the House Appropriations Committee last year, said he wasn't involved with the grant. Then Senator Jim Stamos, Midland Republican who chaired the Appropriations Committee, said he didn't even recall the grant, doesn't even know what they're talking about. The State Budget Office disclosed the grant's application with the first details of the recipient and sponsor to the news in early March, 8 months after the historic $76 billion budget was passed. In the coming weeks, the MEDC will consider the application and enter an agreement with Baydoun, a member of its own executive committee that would provide half of the money for the project up front and the other half later on. Can you imagine? The project, among 140 items, receive about $1 billion in grant funding. Many of the 140 projects included no details about who the money would benefit, how it would be spent. Some lawmakers were unaware of projects in their own districts that received this funding. This is where your money goes. Wentworth denied sponsoring the grant for Global Link International. He said he was familiar with the request, but again, it was $5 million. It suddenly became $20 million. Baydoun initially told the news that she didn't remember which lawmaker sponsored the project. When informed that the grant application listed Wentworth as a sponsor, she said the former speaker was the sponsor. I spoke with multiple people, says Baydoun, an effort from different sources, just one person in particular. They all felt like it was something that was much needed. Hussein, an Okemos businessman, a frequent donor to the Republican and Democratic politicians, said he helped to advocate the project on behalf of Baydoun, a friend. So there's bipartisan support. It was his understanding that Wentworth was the sponsor. I thought it was a great idea. We need that for the economy of Michigan. Yeah, Baydoun said that the nonprofit that received the funding meant to proactively pursue global investments from international startups to locate in Michigan. The four-year $20 million grant will not fund the total program, that the initiative will be seeking other funding. The funding is for the establishment, and then after that, for the operation of the program. Next generation medical services and equipment, agriculture, engineering, design, development, and other technology-focused industries. Funds should be used for the establishment of the accelerator and operating support. Gave $9,900 to Whitmer in 2019, $2,750 to Whitmer in 21. In 2021, Hussein contributed $100,000 to Whitmer's reelection campaign. This one just smells. Thank you to the Detroit News for digging on that one, because it smells badly. Meanwhile, the Republican Party in debt for $460,000 here in Michigan. Yeah, that smells badly, too. That's how they left it. Broke. $500,000 in the hole. That's where it is. $500,000 in the hole. All right, coming up, we have Austin Gergens joining me from Michigan News Source. Gun control and gun control laws coming. We'll have that straight ahead here. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medications.
Got them. and my insulin supplies.
Exercise! Check, at least 30 minutes most days. Blood sugar level? On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check, how am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis US.
I'm Sarah,